Friends forever. Today is the 21st of September. Does it mean anything to you? Is it a special day for you? Maybe it is your birthday. Maybe it is your parents' anniversary. Or maybe it isn't a special day for you. But it is very special for Patrick and his friends. He has got a lot of friends. Michelle, Ethan, Sheldon, Stephen, Evelyn. Every year on the 21st of September, Patrick and his friends get very excited. They look forward to the 21st of September. They count months. 8 months left. They count weeks. 7 weeks left. They count days. 6 days left. Five, four, three, two, yippee! What makes them so excited? Do you have any idea? Here is the answer. Every year on the 21st of September, their school gives a big party. All the students go to the party. There is a theme every year, and they wear costumes. This year's theme is fairy tales and cartoon characters. Peter Pan, Cinderella, Snow White, Pinocchio, Hansel, Gretel, genies, witches, fairy mothers, princes and princesses. Who is your favorite character? Imagine that there is a costume party at your school. Who do you want to be? The party is about to start. Everyone is very excited. Look at the ballroom. It is very crowded. There are nearly 200 students. Patrick is a knight. He is not Patrick now. He is Sir Philip. Sir Philip is his favorite cartoon character. He is a strong and kind knight. Look at him. He looks very strong in his armor. Ethan is Clumsy Cooper. As the name suggests, Cooper is a very clumsy boy. He breaks everything. He always falls and he usually drops something. It is a lot of fun to watch him. He is a character from a comic strip. Michelle is a female warrior. Her name is Deadly Betsy. She is very brave and strong. She is very good at archery. Look at her. She looks dangerous. Her costume is great. Hey, look at Sheldon. He is Peter Pan now. He looks very cute in his costume. And Evelyn. She is Sheldon's best friend. She is Peter Pan's best friend, too. Who is she? Do you have any idea? She is Tinkerbell, of course. Well, What about Stephen? He prefers to be a bad character for the party. He is a cruel pirate. The real Stephen is a very nice boy. He is honest and helpful. He wants to be a bad man just for the party. Patrick and his friends are not excited only about the party. There is a competition at the end of the party. A panel of judges will come to the ballroom at the end of the party and select two winners: the best male costume and the best female costume. They want to have fun tonight, and they also want to win. All the guests are in the ballroom now. Let's begin. The music is great. Everyone is dancing. The food is delicious. The beverages are refreshing. Everything is perfect. The students are chatting and telling jokes. They are laughing. There is a boy in a wolf costume. He is chasing a girl. Who is the girl? Can you guess? She is Little Red Riding Hood, of course. Her grandmother is with them too. They are really enjoying the party. Hey, look! Can you see those two girls? They are Cinderella's stepsisters. Cinderella is with them too. They are looking angrily at Cinderella. Actually, they are not really angry at her. They are just pretending. What about that prince? He is holding a shoe in his hands. Not a pair of shoes, just one shoe. Who is he? Who is he looking for? Can you help him? The judge's job is really hard. Look at the costumes. All of them are very nice. It must be very hard to choose the winner. Everyone is trying to guess the winner. They are talking about the costumes. I think Tinkerbell will win. In my opinion, Cinderella will win. I don't agree with you. I think the winner will be me. Just at that moment, a new guest enters the ballroom. She shuts the door and looks at the crowd. Everyone feels a cool breeze. Can you hear the whispers? Who is she? Asks one of the students. Look at her costume, says another. It looks very real. I'm afraid the competition is over for the ladies. She will certainly be the winner, says Patrick. The new guest is wearing a witch costume. Look at her. She really looks like a real witch. Hello, everyone. Are you ready for the party? Asks the witch. Yes, we are, answers Clumsy Cooper. But he drops his glass. Everyone starts laughing. The students go towards the witch. They feel comfortable now. They start chatting with her. Your costume is amazing, says one of the girls. We have no chance tonight. "You will certainly win the competition," says another. Actually, she envies her costume, but she is trying to hide it. The girl in the Little Red Riding Hood costume touches the witch's nose and says, "Wow, is that a mask? It must be very expensive." The witch laughs loudly. "Listen to her. Even her voice is like a real witch." The students go on asking questions to the witch. "Which witch are you? Are you the witch in Sleeping Beauty? Are you the witch in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? Are you the witch in Hansel and Gretel? Do you have magical powers?" asks Sheldon, and he goes on talking. "Look, I am Peter Pan, and I can fly. Can you fly?" He jumps and jumps and jumps. Everyone laughs at his joke. "Where is your broom?" asks Cinderella. "It is right here, my dear," says the witch, and she shows her broom. "I have a stick, too," says the witch, and she shows her stick. Suddenly, everyone feels a cool breeze again. The witch laughs loudly. Then she starts talking. "Now I will count to five, and your costumes will come to life. When you see your real selves, run away or hide." The witch stops talking, and a very weird thing happens. Everyone is feeling strange. A wolf is howling. The girl in the little match girl costume is feeling really cold. The girl in the Sleeping Beauty costume falls asleep. And Peter Pan, he is really flying. I'm afraid she is a real witch. She is not wearing a costume. Do you remember her words? Your costumes will come to life. Her words are coming true now. The ballroom is full of real characters from stories and fairy tales. The wolves are real wolves now. And the witches are real witches. The friends are real friends now. And, unfortunately, the enemies are real enemies. The witch turns to the crowd and says, "I will lock the door now. Open it if you know how. I will come later and peek. Who is strong? And who is weak?" A few minutes pass in silence. Everyone is looking at each other. Suddenly, a girl screams, "Help! The wolf is trying to kill me!" She is the Little Red Riding Hood. The wolf is chasing her. Then a boy screams, "Hey, what is happening to me? I am not a frog. I am a prince. Why do I look like a frog?" "Oh, he is the frog prince." Then a boy and a girl scream together, "Help! This witch is trying to cook us. Look at Hansel and Gretel. The witch is trying to put them in the oven." Patrick tries to stop the witch and rescue Hansel and Gretel. "Hey, what are you doing? Leave them alone," says Patrick. I am preparing a feast for myself, the witch says. Ethan tries to help the Little Red Riding Hood. He tries to stop the wolf, but he falls. Hey, let her go! You are not a real wolf! Don't harm her! He yells. She looks delicious, and I am hungry, the wolf answers. Vampires and werewolves, thieves and pirates, giants and ogres. They are chasing the innocent and weak ones. The ballroom is like a battlefield. Suddenly, an ogre attacks Patrick. Patrick is a knight, and he has a sword. He defends himself, but the ogre is very strong. They fight for a few minutes, but Patrick is not strong enough. The ogre catches Patrick by his neck and throws his sword away. Oh no! The ogre will harm Patrick! Help! Shouts Patrick. Sheldon and Evelyn, in other words, Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, help Patrick. They tie the ogre up with a piece of rope. It is easy for them, because they can fly. It's chaos in the ballroom. I have an idea, shouts a girl. Hey, look, she is Rapunzel. The door is locked, but the windows are open. You can use the windows. We are on the third floor, answers a boy. I know. You can use my hair to climb down, says Rapunzel. What about you? How will you get out? Says a girl. I will find a way. Hurry up, says Rapunzel. It is a great idea. She helps several students to get out of the ballroom. The little match girl goes first. Cinderella goes second. Third, fifth, ninth. Then a terrible thing happens. A witch comes and cuts Rapunzel's hair, just like in the original story. How dare you! Shouts the witch. I should lock you in a tower, she continues. She grabs Rapunzel's hand and walks away. The students are desperate now. They cannot get out of the ballroom. They cannot break the spell, and they cannot trust anyone. Snow White is crying silently. There is an apple in her hand. My best friend is now the queen. She is trying to poison me with an apple, she is saying. Snow White is watching her friends. Two bears are chasing a little boy. A wolf is trying to catch three little pigs. A cat is trying to eat a mouse. A vampire is searching for blood. Thieves are robbing people. Everyone is chasing or escaping. Everyone is shouting, crying, and fighting. It is unbelievable, she mutters to herself. Suddenly, she shouts out loud. Enough! She goes on shouting. You are friends. You are not enemies. Please remember your real selves. Everyone stops and listens to her. Friendship can beat a witch and her spell, she continues. You, Wolf, Little Red Riding Hood is your classmate. You do your homework together. And you, Witch, Hansel and Gretel are your neighbours. Don't you remember? Everyone is muttering something. Well, actually, let me think. Then a boy shouts loudly, I remember. They all feel a warm breeze. They feel a bit strange. The wolf runs to the Little Red Riding Hood. He takes her hand and opens his mouth. Please don't hurt me, says the little girl. The wolf howls, then coughs. I'm sorry. I don't know what is wrong with me. I don't want to scare you. You are my friend, and I am your friend too, says the wolf. One of the thieves starts talking. Well, now I remember clearly. You are my friends. I am not a thief. It is just a costume. Then he gives all the jewelry back to the owners. The students start muttering. This is the key word, friendship. The power of friendship breaks the spell. They are very happy now. The wolf talks to the lamb. The vampire talks to his prey. The cat talks to the mouse. We are friends, they say. Friends forever, they all say together. Everything is back to normal now. Hey, I have an idea. Let's celebrate this, says Ethan. That's a great idea, says one of the princesses. The music starts again. They start eating, drinking, dancing, and singing. Then the panel of judges arrives. They look at the ballroom, the broken windows, the dirty costumes. It looks like a battlefield. What a mess, one of the judges says. It seems you are having a great time, another one says. The third member is a serious man. He wants to select the winner immediately. Okay, let's get started. We have to choose a winner. The children talk among themselves and say, we have a different idea. We don't want a competition. The judges are shocked. Why not? They ask. This year, friendship wins, the children say. The judges are puzzled now. They don't understand anything. Patrick talks to the judges and says, this is our little secret. We won't tell you, but the winner won't be a costume this year. The winner will be friendship. The winner will be all of us, because we are friends forever. They all say together.